Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to listen to this episode. I think you're going to enjoy this one. I really wanted to just take a second and say, hey, if you've gotten anything out of these podcasts or previous podcasts, or if I brought you any value at all through this, it would mean the world to me if you just took a quick screenshot of right now of your podcast screen and posted that on social media or sent that to a friend. I'm just trying to help spread the word a little bit about what we're up to with this podcast. On this episode, we're going to cover the food and health section of the budget, and we're going to talk about how much should someone spend on things like groceries. Well, hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of the Find Your Money Path Show. Thank you so much for joining me for a few minutes today. This one's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, and as well as the next episode. The food and the health section of the budget that we're covering today is just pretty small in the budget that I have put together. There's only a handful of line items there, so there's not as much to cover. So even though there's only a handful of line items in this budget, and again, this, if you want to reference what I'm looking at, it's findyourmoneypath.com/blog and look for any of these how to budget for blogs on there, and you'll be able to download a copy of the Find Your Money Path budget template. In this section, there's a lot of important expenses that we have. Things like, and I'll kind of go down the list here. Groceries is one thing I have in here. Health insurance, this includes medical, dental, vision, out-of-pocket medical costs, and any like typical prescriptions or any prescriptions that you have that you pay for. And the overall target that I have, you know, just a general range for this section of the budget is somewhere between 10 and 15% of your income. Now, the reality of this is for some people, that's going to be impossible to reach. And for others, that's going to be more within reason. And again, this is just a high level range. And again, if you're above that range, all that means is that, look, you've just got to find other places to pull from to cover if you're above that range or not. And obviously, like if you have a family of six that you're you know, buying groceries for, you're going to be over that. But this is, or, you know, or if you have expensive health insurance or a lot of medical costs that you have to pay for each month, you're going to be over that target. But I don't want us to kind of look at those targets as we have to stay within this range. All that is a very high level general guidance of, hey, if you're within this range, that's kind of a good range to be in. But again, every situation is unique. So we've all got to evaluate this through our own lens and through our own situation. And like I said, if you're below that, then hey, that's extra money you have to maybe pay down debt or save or go on vacation with. If you're above that, all that means is we've just got to look at other parts of the budget and figure out, hey, where can we cut so that we can fund this section of the budget? And oftentimes this part of the budget, these are all necessities. You know, things like entertainment and things like that, we could argue sometimes is a necessity, but this, you have to buy food. You generally have to pay for health insurance. You're gonna pay for your out-of-pocket medical expenses. These are needs. So this section of the budget, if you're over on the target, you know, there's really not a whole lot you can cut in this area. I've already gone down the line items. Let's kind of break each one down one by one and kind of talk through the different just things that come up in each line item. So the first line item is groceries. Everyone, you know, always asks, like, well, tell me what's a good range for how much, you know, should a family of two or a family of four spend on groceries? And, you know, it's a tricky question because everyone's got different eating habits. It's going to very much depend on how often you eat out or eat in. So I separate eating out from this line item because I want us to see how much are we spending on groceries and how much are we spending on eating out. So eating out will come in a different section in an episode or two. What I can tell you is from my experience, and this is just personally, we spend between $350 and $500 a month on groceries personally. Now, we don't eat out often, maybe just a handful of times each month, you know, for dinners and things like that. So we do spend a little bit more on groceries simply due to the fact that we just don't eat out often. And, you know, we buy some more expensive items. And I've noticed over the past couple of years, we've kind of drifted from, we used to buy a lot of like kind of cheaper food and cheaper frozen food, things like that. And now we buy more fresh food. And obviously that just comes with a price. So if you're looking at that, that's about $175 to $250 a person for us. And but again, that includes hardly eating out, really not that often, for dinners and things like that. We might go out, for lunches and things like that, but when it comes to dinners, that's mostly dinners, and most breakfasts are paid for through the grocery budget. All right, so health insurance. This is medical, dental, and vision. If you're going down and completing the budget using your gross income, then what you're going to want to do is, if you have, medical, dental, and vision taken out of your paycheck at work, you're going to want to put that in the budget section here. Now, if you're doing this based off of your net income or your take-home income, you don't need to put anything in that health insurance line item if you're getting it through your employer. Now, where you would need to put something in that line item is if you, let's say, you work for a company that doesn't offer health insurance or dental or vision, and you're paying for that out of pocket, that's where you'd want to put that. And let's kind of just talk about that for a second. One thing I do see a lot of in working with folks is people oftentimes just skip having health insurance. So if they work for a company, or if they have a couple part-time jobs, they don't have any coverage. Even some people who have opted not to have coverage through the Obamacare, through the Affordable Care Act, I've seen that more and more. And the tricky thing there is, and this is kind of a stat that's somewhat widely known, is the number one cause for bankruptcy in America, and this is a few years ago, I don't know if this is still the case, but it is health-related expenses. So something catastrophic happens, someone doesn't have health insurance, and then all of a sudden it's a $200,000 bill and they're sunk, or a $500,000 bill and you're sunk. So even though this is one of those costs, if you don't have insurance, that feels like, I don't want to pay that much each month, it's just one of those things. Like, we don't want to pay rent, we don't want to pay, whatever else, we don't want to pay for other insurance, car insurance, things like that. But this is one of those things that if we don't have it, we are asking ourselves for a huge amount of risk. God forbid something bad were to happen. Next line item is out-of-pocket medical. And for this is like, hey, I went to the eye doctor and I had to pay $100, or this is, I had to pay a copay. That's what this is here. Now, what I don't typically include in here, and this is just my personal preference, is if I have an FSA or a health savings account, I don't enter that in my budget personally, because I've already set that money aside somewhere else in the budget, and I've said, hey, I'm going to save this much money, and it's going to go into those accounts. So I don't typically include those expenses on the budget. Now, you can do that if you want to, but that's just how I choose not to do it. So this is truly any money that's coming out of my account that I haven't already accounted for, that I haven't already saved up somewhere else. This is what I put here. The last online item is pretty self-explanatory. That's just prescriptions, just basic kind of monthly costs that you have medically related. So that's the food and the health section of the budget. Again, it's pretty straightforward. The benefit here is just to go through those four line items, add up roughly how much you spend on each of those a month, and just look at that as a percentage of your income. It's going to tell you, are you within range for that, or are you a little bit above or a little bit below that? And if you're a little bit above, that's just a clue that, hey, I need to look at every other area of the budget and figure out where can I find extra money to fund these very, very, very important expenses every month for my food and for my health. Hey, I hope this episode was helpful for you. If you know of somebody who needs help doing a budget or getting a plan together to pay off debt, please put them in contact with me. Have them go to findyourmoneypath.com, have them reach out, or even just share this episode with them. I hope this was helpful for you guys, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.